Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Chat Doctor, a medical chat model fine-tuned on Llama model using medical domain knowledge. Authored 2023 by Li Yunxiang, Li Zihan, Zhang Kai, Dan Rulong, Zhang Yu. Abstract. Recent large language models, LLMs, in the general domain, such as ChatGPT, have shown remarkable success in following instructions and producing human-like responses. However, such language models have not been tailored to the medical domain, resulting in poor answer accuracy and inability to give plausible recommendations for medical diagnosis, medications, etc. To address this issue, we collected more than 700 diseases and their corresponding symptoms, required medical tests, and recommended medications, from which we generated 5,000 doctor-patient conversations. By fine-tuning LLMs using these tailored doctor-patient conversations, the resulting models emerge with great potential to understand patients' needs, provide informed advice, and offer valuable assistance in a variety of medical-related fields. The integration of these advanced language models into healthcare can revolutionize the way healthcare professionals and patients communicate, ultimately improving the overall efficiency and quality of patient care and outcomes. In addition, we made public all the source codes, datasets, and model weights to facilitate the further development of dialogue models in the medical field. The training data, codes, and weights of this project are available at https://github.com/kenton-lee/chatdoctor. 1. The development of instruction following large language models, LLMs, such as ChatGPT, reference 4, has garnered significant attention due to their remarkable success in instruction understanding and human-like response generation. These auto-regressive LLMs, reference 7, are pre-trained over web-scale natural languages by predicting the next token, and then fine-tuned to follow large-scale human instructions. Also, they have shown strong performances over a wide range of natural language processing, NLP, tasks and generalizations to unseen tasks, demonstrating their potential as a unified solution for various problems such as natural language understanding, text generation, and conversational AI. However, the exploration of such general domain LLMs in the medical field remains. 1. Introduction. 2. Why Li et al. Relatively untapped, reference 2. Despite the immense potential they hold for transforming healthcare communication and decision-making, reference 1. The specific reason is that the existing models do not learn the medical field in specific or in detail, resulting in the models often giving wrong medical responses when serving as a virtual doctor, chat doctor. By fine-tuning the large language dialogue model on the data of doctor-patient conversations, the application of the model in the medical field can be significantly spurred. Especially in regions where medical resources are scarce, chat doctor can be used to support initial diagnosis and triage of patients, significantly improving the operational efficiency of existing medical systems. Since large language models such as ChatGPT are in a non-open source state, we used Meta's open source Llama. We first trained a generic conversation model using 52,000 instruction following data provided by Stanford Alpaca, reference 5, and then fine-tuned the model on our collected physician-patient conversation dataset. The main contributions of our method are threefold. 1. We designed a novel framework for fine-tuning large language models in the medical domain. 2. We collected a dataset with 5,000 doctor-patient conversations for fine-tuning the large language model. 3. We validated that the fine-tuned chat doctor with medical domain knowledge has real potential for clinical applications. 2. Method 2.1 Physician and Patient Conversation Dataset. The first step in building a physician-patient conversation dataset is to collect the disease database that serves as the golden standard of medical domain expertise. Title suppressed due to excessive length, therefore, we collected and organized a database containing about 700 diseases with their relative symptoms, medical tests, and recommended medications. To train high-quality conversation models on an academic budget, we input tuples from the disease database as separate prompts into the ChatGPT API to automatically generate instructions and dialogue data. Notably, our prompts to the ChatGPT API contain names of diseases, corresponding symptoms, recommended tests, and reference medications, and the ChatGPT generate patient-physician dialogues out of these prompts. Correspondingly, our fine-tuned chat doctor not only can learn ChatGPT's conversational fluency, but also learn medical domain expertise from the curated dataset to offer more accurate responses to medical instructions. Finally, we collected 5,000 doctor-patient conversation demonstrations and constructed a new dataset, namely instructor-doctor 5,000. 2.2 Training of the model. We build our chat doctor utilizing Meta's Llama model, reference 6, a publicly accessible LLM. Notably, in spite of its mere 7 billion parameters, the Llama has reported superior efficacy and competitive performance in comparison to the considerably larger GPT-3, with 175 billion parameters, on several NLP benchmarks. Llama's performance improvement was achieved by amplifying the diversity of training data, as opposed to parameter quantity. Specifically, Llama was trained on 1.0 trillion tokens, procured from publicly accessible data repositories such as Common Crawl and archive documents. We utilize conversation demonstrations synthesized via ChatGPT, reference 4, to fine-tune the Llama model, reference 8, in accordance with the Stanford Alpaca, reference 5, training methodology. The fine-tuning process was conducted using 6A*100 GPUs for a duration 30 minutes. The hyperparameters employed the training process were as follows: the total batch size of 192, a learning rate of 2 times 10 to 5, a total of 3 epochs, a maximum sequence length of 512 tokens, and a warm-up ratio of 0.03, with no weight decay. 3. Results. On our chat doctor model, we play the role of a patient and manually input some medically relevant questions. The related conversation results are presented in figures 2. To assess the performance of chat doctor, the input from the self-structured evaluation set was manually assessed by experienced practitioners. We performed a blind evaluation of ChatDoctor and ChatGPT against each other to fairly assess their medical capabilities. In the comparison of recommending medications based on diseases, our ChatDoctor achieved 91.25% accuracy compared to ChatGPT's 87.5%. Some examples of ChatDoctor's response are depicted in Table 1. After our analysis, we found many interesting points. For example, in the first question, the patient asks for the recommended medication for pyloric stenosis and does 3-4-Y Lee et al. Title suppressed due to excessive length not ask anything about surgery, but the chat doctor's response mentions that pyloric stenosis is not adequately treated by medication alone and that the best solution is surgery. In the third question, chat doctor may consider that some of the medications available for recommendation are harmful when taken in combination with other medications. Therefore, chat doctor did not recommend the medication directly but asked the patient if he or she was taking other medications. In the fourth question, chat doctor considers carbon monoxide poisoning to be very urgent and responds by advising the patient to seek immediate medical attention. In the fifth question, chat doctor did not have enough knowledge about Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome to answer in more detail and advised the patient to consult with a neurologist for further evaluation and treatment. 4. Limitations. We would like to emphasize that ChatDoctor is for academic research only and any commercial use and clinical use are strictly prohibited. First, we have not designed sufficient security measures, and the current model cannot guarantee the full correctness of medical diagnoses and recommendations. Second, our model is not licensed for healthcare-related purposes, reference 3. Third, ChatDoctor is based on Llama and has a non-commercial license, so we necessarily inherited these rules. 5-6 Wiley et al. 5. Discussion and conclusion. ChatDoctor, the chatbot obtained by fine-tuning large language models on medical domain knowledge, has a wide range of potential applications. However, due to the unique characteristics of the medical domain, latent language errors in diagnosis and medical advice can have serious consequences. And large language models often generate many incorrect and harmful statements, hallucinations, on the knowledge they do not know, which may result in malpractice. In future work, it will be vital to limit large language models to generate only results that they are confident of and suppress the indefinite responses. Additional safety checks offered by traditional or AI-related methods may also be needed. In addition, the model performance is highly correlated with the high-quality training data that is extremely scarce. Despite these challenges, the potential benefits of ChatDoctor are significant, including improving the accuracy and efficiency of medical diagnoses, and reducing the workload of medical professionals while increasing access to medical advice, especially for most underserved hospitals and patients in third world countries. By addressing the challenges of language model applications in the medical domain, our chat doctor could become a valuable assistant in improving patient outcomes and advancing medical research. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.